better shoot it and get gone.
What do you call those long things that don't
tush?
I bet you they could carry that pretty good.
I bet they could. A man would last for a few minutes.
Sure would. What about talking about the farm? Have you ever been on a farm where the farmer grows on hay?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, you know, after they cut it, instead of baling it, would they ever just take it and pile it up out in the field? You ever seen them do that?
Yeah, they cut it and they wait and let it cure, they call it, before they bale it, I saw my niece's husband doing that, and then they'd go back and bale it up and bale it.
Yeah. You know, you don't see too many of those stacks of hay around anymore, around here, do you? Is that what they used to do it in your day?
Yeah, they used to, I seen them put up just big old high poles, you know, and just that stack hay way up there, just loose hay, you know, up there for, in the pasture or something for cows, you know, stand around, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you see these big rolls, you know, like they just roll that hay up, you see them. I've never seen it done.
I ain't either.
It just looks like you took a rug and rolled it up, you know?
That's what it looks like.
Okay. Yeah. Where do people, have you ever seen a place outside where they would store hay, the bales, some kind of shelter for it outside?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. Or have you ever heard the farmer just sweeping up little piles of hay in the field?
In the field?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I've seen them this alfalfa hay. I've seen big fields of that. And they go in and cut it and let it lay there a few days, and then they'd bale it up or rake it up and haul it in like it is and let them eat it like it is.
Yes, ma'am. Ever heard of anything called windrows?
Windrows?
Windrows.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Say if you had some cows, where would you keep them inside? Would there be a building you could keep your cows inside on the farm?
No, we didn't. We kept ours in the loft with the horse. Well, the mules and things was in the front and the cows was in the back.
Yes, ma'am.
And it come a terrible cloud one night. We had two good milk cows. And both of them had baby calves. And so it come up a bad cloud that night, and lightning struck them two cows.
Oh.
Killed them both. Mm. And the next morning, we got up, and I told my older sister, I said, well, I ain't hear them cows. I hear the calves just going on out there, you know. They was hungry. And so I went on out there to see about the cows, and there was both of them laying there dead. They were standing side to side, and they fell this way. Their feet together this way.
Leaning against each other?
And milk just spewing just like that.
Oh.
And then poor little calves out there just begging.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Had to drag them cows off. My stepdad killed them calves.
Yeah.